Now, guys, we're going to jump a little bit, not do the first sugya. First sugya is about using a lulav on Shabbos, the rabba. We're not going to discuss that. We're going to discuss the mitzvah arava. The mitzvah arava is an interesting type of sugya. It covers a number of blad gemara. It's not very heavy in Rishonim, but did a lot of sifting through the gemaras to figure out how to best organize it. And there are a couple of Mishnayos. So let's first start with Mishnayos. It's always good to learn Mishnayos before you learn the Gemara. So the Mishnah on Membez, we'll read through a lot of this inside and we'll kind of work through the sugya together. Is it too loud in here, guys? For you? Do you hear me? Yeah? You hear me?
Okay.
Do you hear me? Yeah? Okay, great. So the Mishnah on Membez, the first Mishnah in the parak says, Lulav the Arava Shisha Vishiva. The mitzvah Lulav and Arava is 6 or 7 days. And Rashi writes in the Mishnah that lulav arava shehein b'mikdash kol shiva lulav l'netila v'arava l'hakiv mizbeach k'dilakaman. The mitzvah of lulav is to take it to the netila, and the mitzvah of arava is to walk around the mizbeach. Now that's important that Rashi keep that in your mind, that he's distinguishing between the mitzvah, how the mitzvah is being performed. Lulav is netila, arava is hakafa. Means nothing to us right now, but just keep that in mind. We're going to build up some of these different shitas, we'll work through it. Now the rest of the Mishnah talks about what happens on Lulav that falls out on Yom Tov Rishon that falls out on Shabbos in regards to Lulav. Now if you jump to Memhei, the Mishnah Memhei, that discusses what happens, what's the Mitzvah Arava? How do you perform the Mitzvah Arava? The Mishnah said, Mitzvah Arava, Ketzad, how do you perform it? Malkam Hayalamatim Yushalayim, there's a place that was in the bottom of Yushalayim, V'nikra Mutza. Yordin L'Shan, they would go down to this place, U'melaktin Mishim Murbiyo Shal Arava. They would collect stems, bunches of arava, uban vizokvino somitzi de mizbeach. They then stand them up against the mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach, in the base of Mikdash, of course. The rashem kfufin al gabim mizbeach, and they would lean over. They were very tall aravas, and they would lean over on top of the mizbeach. Tiku v'hiriva tiku. They would blow a shofar and chew a tkiya. V'chol yom makivin es mizbeach pamachas. Every day of Sukkot, they'd go around, circle around the mizbeach one time. Omrim anashim hoshiyana, anashim hoshiyana. Yehuda would say, no, omer aniva hoshiyana. Vos hayom, that day is a reference to the Shvi, the seventh day. Makibin es mizbeach shepamim, they go around the mizbeach 7 times. Vishas p'tirasam, when they would leave, mahin omrim, what would they say? Yofi l'cha mizbeach, yofi l'cha mizbeach. Rabbi Lazar omer, leilu l'cha mizbeach, leilu l'cha mizbeach. And whatever they did in the chol, they do the same exact thing on Shabbos as well. Ella shayum lakdin osam erev. They have to collect the aravos before Shabbos. Umanichan osam begigel shazov. They place them in certain canisters of some sort of golden ones. Kedei shal yichmishu. They shouldn't dry up. That's the process of arava. Comes along with Yochum and Broka, entirely different perspective of arava. We're not going to go into now. Maybe tomorrow we'll discuss them a little bit. Yochum Ebroch Omer, Chariel Shadekel Hayumavi, and they'd bring actually Lulavim, not Aravos. V'chov Tinos Obakarka, they'd beat them down Lakarka. They'd see them as Bach on the side of them as Bach. V'os Hayom, that day was called Nikra Chavot Chariels, the beating of the Lulav. Miyat Tinokos Shom Tinos Lulavim, V'ochlin V'asrokim. They would remove it from the hands of the Tinokos, the Lulavim, and they would eat the Esrokim. That was what went on in the Beit HaMikdash. That's what Mitzvah Arava. Now, a number of things went on. There was Hakafa. There was a zekifa on the mizbeach. There was a chavata. There's beating on the mizbeach. A number of different ma'asim that went on. What exactly is the ma'asa arava? We're going to leave that not for today, but hopefully for tomorrow. We're going to try to tackle some of the easier discussions in mitzvah arava. But it's very confusing. What exactly is the ikar mitzvah? What is the ma'asa mitzvah arava? Zekifa, netila, hakafa, chavata. Very unclear in the mission what the ikar performance is. Now, to really understand the mitzvah arava, what's the most basic question you have to ask in any sugya you do? What's the source? Right? So, the Gemara, in two places in Sukkah, discuss the source. So, let's first read the Gemara Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara Mem Dalet Amud Aleph writes, in the top line, the Ela Kasha, be the following Kasha, steer in the brises. Kasha Hanitarti, the following two brises. The Tanakha, the one brises says, the entire nation would bring the lulavim to the harbais. The tani ida chadir and brayis would say the base knesses they'd bring it, not to the harbais but to the shul. Kaim bisman she beis hamikdash kaim kaim bisman she ina beis hamikdash kaim. One was when they had a beis hamikdash, they would obviously go to the Har Habayis. When there's no longer a beis hamikdash, they'd bring it to the beis knesses. Then the Gemara says, "Lo, idiv idiv bisman she beis hamikdash kaim." No, really, both of them were at the same time. The beis hamikdash was kaim. Lo kasher kaim bimikdash kaim mikvulin. One was in the beis hamikdash in Yerushalayim, they'd bring it to Har Habayis. Mikvulin outside the beis hamikdash, they would bring the lulavim to the beis knesses. Amrle Abai, the Rava, Maishna lulav d'avdinan le shiva zeicha l'mikdash. Abai asked Rava, why do we have a zeicha for lulav? Bisman is there, right? Lulav mitzvah lulav is 7 days in the beis hamikdash. In Gvulin, it's only 1 day. Nowadays, we do all 7 days of lulav to remember what went on in the beis hamikdash. There's no mitzvah that rises to 7 days in Gvulin. It's only a zeicha l'mikdash. So why do we have a zeicha of 7 days for the lulav? But Arava, we don't do 7 days. We only have 1 day of Arava as a Zecher. Amalei, hold the Aldam Yotze de Chavasa by Arava Shemululav. Because you're Yotze with the Arava that we have on every day, the Arava that's within the Lulav, we shake every day, we're Yotze the Mitzvah Arava. Amalei, Hahu Mishim Lulav who dekav delay. No, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Arava that you hold within the Dalaminim. You're holding the Arava for the Mitzvah of Dalaminim, not for the Mitzvah of Arava. Maybe you pick up the lulav dalaminim once to be yotzei mitzvah dalaminim, and then you pick up a second time to be yotzei the mitzvah arava. There's no v'ham ma'isim b'chol yom d'loka avdinan hachi. We don't do that. Look around. No one does that. So that's obviously not a good answer. We must get around the problem a different way. No one does that. Now there's always an interesting raya when the Gemara says v'ham ma'isim b'chol yom. Is ma'isim b'chol yom really a raya? The fact that people do a certain thing, that must be a raya for something. So the Rishon and Achron discuss this. Tosus is probably most famously the one Rishon who uses concept Ma'isim B'chol Yom more than anybody else. Rabbeinu Tam in particular, he uses such a thing because the Ba'i Tosus were of the opinion that they lived in a very prestigious area of Europe and they thought everything they did in their communities was correct. So you look around, see what we're doing. It must be what we're doing is correct. So let's explain why we're doing it. The Gemara also uses it sometimes. So what's the reason behind this? So why don't we do, back to square one, why don't we do a Rava all 7 days? So Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Rava, Lulav deraisa, Avdinan Shiva, Zeich LeMikdash. Since Lulav is a mitzvah deraisa, we do it 7 days to remember the base of Mikdash. A Rava derabanan, Lulav Avdinan Le, Shiva, Zeich LeMikdash. A Rava is only a mitzvah derabanan. Since it's only a mitzvah derabanan, we don't do a 7 day remembrance. The man who holds it derabanan a Rava? Ilema Abba Shaul. If you're saying according to Abba Shaul, Ha'amar Arbi Nachal Ksiv, the Pasuk says Arbi Nachal in the context of Arava of Lulav. Why Arve? Why plural? Ksiv Shtaim. Achas Lulav, Achas Lemikdash. There's a Pasuk Deraisa. There's a Makor in the Deraisa. So it can't be according to him. But either Rabban, if you say it's a Rabbanon, Hilchas Agamirle. According to Rabban, it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai, or perhaps a Mesora. The Dabar Rabba Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Achartin, Esin Etiels, Arava Benisa Chamayim, Halacha Moshe Sinai. Rabban holds the Halacha Moshe Sinai, which has the status of Deraisa. So no matter how you slice it, either Abba Shaul or Rabbanon, they both hold as Deraisa. The Gemara is not a good answer. The Gemara wanted to suggest that since it's only Derabanan, we only have 1 day, we just rejected that it's a Deraisa mitzvah Zarava. Ela Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei Derava, Lulav Diesla Iker Min HaTorah, Bigvulin, Avdilin Shiva Zleichel Mikdash. Lulav has such a concept, the Torah talks about a concept of a mitzvah Bigvulin in regards to Lulav, therefore we could have a 7 day Zecher. However, Arava Delesla Iker Min HaTorah, Bigvulin, Lo Avdilin Shiva Zleichel Mikdash. Arava does not have any source in the Torah in Gvulin, and therefore we don't make a 7 day Zeichel Mikdash. What comes out from this Gemara, though, is that Abba Shaul thinks the source of Arava is from Arve Nachal, there's a Pasuk, and Rabbanan think it's only Halacha, Moshe Mishinai. Now the Gemara quotes this earlier, on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis Lamed Dalad Amin Aleph. Let's read it again quickly, at the top of Lamed Dalad Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Abba Shaul Omer, Arve Shtayim, Achas Lulav Achas LeMikdash. The word Arve means two. One is for the Lulav, one is for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbanan LeMikdash Minalu, Hilchasak Mirlu. How does Rabbanan, they don't use the source Arve for the concept of Arava. Arve is used for a different drasha. How do they know the concept of Mitzvah Arava? Rabbanan learned from Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So that's the Machlokas Tanoi. Comes along Rashi. Rashi says, Abba Shaul, this is on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Abba Shaul Omer, Arve de Amar Kra, Lola Hach Shisha Baal Ba Elalam Mitchashachach Shem Mitzvah Shah Rava, achas la'ogda b'lulav, v'achdash l'migdash l'haki v'smizbeach. When Rashi is explaining Abba Shaul that there are two aravos, he once again says, one arava is teaching the mitzvah of arava to la'agda b'lulav, to put it together, to bind it together with the lulav, and one teaches achas l'migdash l'haki v'smizbeach, for a different function. Once again, Rashi says, in regards to the Abba Shaul Shita of Arve, that seems to include the two mitzvahs together, he's refining for us, he's distinguishing between the nature of each of the mitzvahs. The Rava, he might be just telling us mitzvahs, but Rashi may be saying something different, that there's actually a difference between the two of them. That the whole, the Maisa mitzvah, not really Maisa mitzvah, but Rava is to be lagged to Belulav, is to put it together with the Lulav and then the Tila, like he says later on, it's in the Tila. However, the Rava and the Mikdash, he defines for us, is to do a hakafa, to circle in his bath. Now keep that in mind. Again, we're not discussing just yet what the maisa of a rava is, but just keep in mind Rashi is distinguishing these two, between Abba Shaul. Now, Tosos has a question on Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul says a rava in the lulav, and there's a rava in the mikdash. So Tosos asks on Daf Lamed Daled, Tema, Dechem and Deles Lehilchasa, since Abba Shaul does not hold of Halachal Moshe Misinai, Ema af begvulin. Maybe the mitzvah of Rava applies everywhere. The midi de mikdash k'sibikra. The pasuk doesn't say anything about mikdash. I mean, I understand according to Rabbanan, it's a halacha Moshe Sinai. So that halacha told us that the mitzvah of Rava is specific to the base of mikdash. But according to Abba Shaul, who says Arve is the source, there's no mention of mikdash in Arve. Lulav applies begvulin. So maybe also a Rava should also apply in gvulin. Maybe around the bima, right? Perhaps maybe hakafa. You're right. Very good point. Maybe hakafa is not the ikar mitzvah. Perhaps the ikar mitzvah is something else. Maybe it's the netila or something else. But right, good point. But we're still not sure what the ma'aseh mitzvah is. That might be part of the issue. Matosi, either way, thinks according to Abba Shaul, the connection of arava and lulav is so strong because it's from the same source, arve. So it seems that just like lulav applies with gvulin, so to mitzvahs a rava should apply in gvulin as well. He's a tzarchian. So the machok. So what is basically the machokas? Now, right at this point, a good point to discuss. What's machokas Rabbanan Abba Shaul? They're arguing about the source, of course, but what does that reflect in terms of other questions we're going to encounter about the general categorization of mitzvahs a rava? That's going to be an application, but what's the ikar question we have to raise? What's the most fundamental question? Exactly. How similar is it to lulav? Is a rava an entirely different mitzvah? Or no, there are a lot of connections drawn to lulav. Now, according to Abba Shaul, the source of arve, in the context of lulav, so you would think they're the same. Our mitzvah of rava should be the same as the mitzvah of a rava in a lulav, because it's the very same source, and you should see a lot of connections. We'll see in a moment the lachem that Noah is referring to. According to Rabbanan, who think that mitzvah arava has an entirely different source, there's no source, it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, there may be no connection to lulav, and arava in a lulav. And you could draw distinctions. And that's why Tosos thinks, well, according to Abba Shaul, they're so linked together, arve nachel, arava is so linked to lulav, that they should both apply gvulin. He doesn't know how to answer the question. Because Abba Shaul is completely connecting the two. How do we answer the question? How does Tosfos Rush answer this question?
He says that Abba Shaul uses... he thinks the pasuk is true, but he uses the halacha Mishnah, Moshe Mishnah, just to limit it to the mikdash.
So what in essence, what conceptually is Tosfos Rush doing in understanding Abba Shaul?
Compromise it?
Exactly. Some hybrid shita of some sort. That Tosos thinks Abba Shaul is completely based on a pasuk and therefore completely linked to lulav. But Tosos Rush says, no, I have an answer for you. That from a hilchasa, even Abba Shaul learned gamir dafka b'mikdash. She learned to limit the mitzvah arava. Mitzvah arava, the concept is learned from the pasuk of arve and connected to lulav, but he also has a hilchasa. He also has a lacha Moshe Mishinai, which tells us that mitzvah arava is limited to only the base of mikdash. So it comes out for Tosfos Rush, Abba Shaul is somewhere in the middle. It's connected to the lulav, but not entirely connected. Now, which halachas are connecting, which aren't? We have to look through the Rishonim, see how it plays out. But that's the basic issue we have to keep in mind, that the connection of Arava to Lulav based on the source. Again, just to repeat, if it's based on Arvei Nachal, there's a pasuk, then they'd be connected. Based on Halacha Moshe Sinai, it's possible it's entirely different than the Lulav. And then you have the Shita Tosafot Rashi that maybe Avishal has some hybrid. It's connected but not connected. Now, in the same vein, you could say the Rabbanan as well. Even though the Rabbanan hold the Tilchas of Halacha Moshe Sinai and seemingly entirely different, they also may agree that there are certain connections. Where do you draw the line? We'll have to see in the Rishonim. So let's move on now to the issue that Noah just raised about Lachem. Is there a requirement of Lachem in regards to Mrs. Arava? So the Gemara on... Okay, we're going to be going very choppy in the Gemaras in the fourth parak here. In the end of the day, when we finish, probably tomorrow we'll finish all this, hopefully, if not tomorrow, the next day, we would have seen everything. We're just going out of order, I think it's a more logical order, but we will have seen everything in the Gemara relevant to Arava. So, the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom, around 10 lines up, has an Eish Tveit. Now, the Gemara is discussing right now, we don't have to know so much, but wants to know what is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah of an Atila? Is Arava the mitzvah to take the Arava, or the mitzvah is to do the Kifa, to lean it up against the Mizbeach? That's the background, not our concern right now. But in that context, the Gemara asks, Eisivei, Lulav Docha Shabbos B'Tchilaso. A Lulav is Docha Shabbos in the beginning, namely on the first day, it's Docha Shabbos. For Arava B'Sofo, Arava is Docha Shabbos on the seventh day. Pam Achas Chal Shvisha Arava Lios B'Shabbos. One time, the seventh day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. They brought the Arabas before Shabbos to the base of Migdash. They left them in the Azara. The Baitusim, the Tzedukim, people who basically rejected the Torah Shabbat, they picked up on this. They took the Arabas and hid them, placed them under rocks. Why? So that when the people come back, the Kohanim will come back, they couldn't take them because the rocks are Muksa. Lamachar, Hikyu Bahin Ameharitz. Ameharitz apparently woke up earlier than the Kohanim, which is interesting. They saw what happened. Visham Tumitachas Avanim. They removed their Arabos from the Avanim. They didn't know any better. They didn't know Muksa, they're Ameharitz. So they removed the Arabos from the rocks. Vevim HaKohanim Vizakum Tidiyam Mizbeach. And the Kohanim brought them and placed them up against Mizbeach. The Fish Ain Baitusim Modim Shechibud Arava Dochas HaShabbos. Because the Baitusim rejected the idea that the Chibud Arava, the banging of the Arava, was Dochas HaShabbos.
Okay. They shouldn't have because he didn't.
Really?
They shouldn't. Just like, what is this trying to prove? They shouldn't have put it off because he did it. They removed it.
They're trying to prove from here. It's somewhat unclear what they're proving, but Rashi points out here in terms of the overall Gemara that there was a chavata that you would bang it on the mizbeach, and therefore there's a mitzvah is netila, not a mitzvah zakifa. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove right now. But it's very confusing, so try not to get involved in that.
Did they do a bedafra just in the face of the Baitusim?
Oh, no, they did it because there was a mitzvah to do it. Oh, the Amiharitz?
Yeah. No.
Oh, the Kohanim? They were allowed to do it.
Even though the Amiharitz moved it.
Even they did it, it's not. It doesn't become the Chatz Shel Isser. So they're allowed to do it, yeah. So on this Gemara, Tosos on the bottom, Dibra Masav Heviu, Meribil Shel Arava, Meirav Shabbos, here, there's no Tanai made. What happens on Lulav? If Lulav, the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, yeah, is a requirement of Lachem. And the Chacham said you have to bring your Lulav to the base of Migdash. But how do I know which one's mine? There's a ton of Lulav in there, so the Mishnah says you should make a Tanai. Whichever one gets my Lulav, it's Machne to them, which lulav I get will be mine, and this way everyone has a concept that is Mekai in the mitzvah of Lachem. You make a Tanai. But you don't find a Tanai in the context of a Rava. Everyone brings that Rava here to the base of Mikdash before Shabbos. So why don't we make such a Tanai to make sure that there's Lachem by Rava? So, Tosas answers, Leman da'amar b'pirkan ne'el, according to the opinion earlier, that a Rava is halach al Moshe Sinai, namely the Rabbanan. Lo gamri mishe lachem. You don't learn the concept of lachem. Because halacha moshe sinai doesn't tell us lachem. Lachem is something unique to lulav. Nothing to do with arava. That's shittas chachamim. Ula abashol, Now, according even to Abishal, the Darish Medichsev Avri Achas, Lulav Achas L'Mikdash, even according to him, who has a drasha where he connects Lulav and Arava, I'm a boy Mishlachem, and therefore you need Lachem, Gai Mikdash, Kimo Lulav. So Mikomakom, we'll just finish the Tosos. Gavi Lulav Shekolacha, maybe, no, actually, Abishal requires Lachem even by Rava. But still, you don't need to make such a Tanai by Rava. Why? Because Gavi Lulav Shekol Echa, maybe Lulav Ola Harabais. Every single member of Klal Yisrael would bring a Lulav to the Harabais. There'd be a ton of them. V'chazon mekablam yodim hayuchich l'hasnos. There you'd have to make a Tanai because so many people were there. About Arava, Shluche Bezdin, Maisilei, but according to Arava, the Shluche Bezdin would bring them. V'ein Echa mehem zoche ba ad l'machal as b'shabes. And the Shluche Bezdin would not be zoche in the Arava. They would have it b'taras hefker until tomorrow. They'll be zoche the next day. But members of Klai, so every single member of the Amei Aretz are involved, included in that members, so they're not going to know the halacha to be zocha tomorrow. So there the Chazanim have to say, when you bring your lulav, you make a tanai. The Shlichei Bezdin don't have to be told that. They know that. They're Shlichei Bezdin. They know what they're talking about. So no tanai was necessary. But there still is a concept of lachem, which is required.
So what you're saying that when they bring their rules, the Kohanim take it from there, essentially?
Yes, exactly. And furthermore, the Kohanim makivin es mizbech lo yu kol kach merubim. And also, only Kohanim would do it. Wouldn't be so many. The reason, and also the Kohanim's reason, they know which one is theirs. So a number of answers that get out of the problem, why you don't need Tanai. But what comes out for our purposes, that Tosos says, whether you need Lachem by Rava or not, is tali on Chachamim Abishal. That's the Nafkamina. According to the Chachamim, with the source of Arava is Halach Moshe Sinai, nothing to do with the general mitzvah lulav, you don't need Lachem. But Abishal, who learns Arava from Arve Nachal, Arve Achas Lulav Achas L'Mikdash, that they are connected, so just like Lulav requires Lachem, so too Arava requires Lachem. And that's the Nafkamina. Now, the Aruch Lener, just to give a different angle, says it's possible that the Machlokes, whether or not you need Lachem or not, in regards to Arava, maybe dependent on whether you need Lachem all 7 days of Lulav or not. Let me say it better. That Aruch Lener is assuming that Arava is definitely connected to Lulav. But maybe you don't need Lachem on the seventh day anymore. That's what they're arguing about. It's Machlokes Rishonim, whether Lachem applies all 7 days or not. He quotes a Ritva here. I read you the language. It's a short piece here. So he said, tells us the very question. He says, Ilashitaso, what he says earlier, that you need Lachem Kol Shiva, B'Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, you require Lachem Kol Shiva. That's what he said earlier in Daf Chav Tes, it implies that. However, the Ritva earlier says you don't need Lachem all 7 days in the base of Mikdash, you only need on day one in the base of Mikdash. We're talking about base of Mikdash right now. So that Machlokes, so Aruch Lener says that's Machlokes. Everyone agrees that Arava is connected to Lulav. But who says Lulav needs Lachem on day seven? And that might be a Machlokes whether or not you need Lachem, not about how you understand Arava, but really how you understand Mrs. Lulav in general, the Din of Lachem in general. Now, there are a number of other, in terms of, that's just the Psul Lachem. We're going to get to it a little bit later, if not tomorrow, other Psulim, whether other Psulim apply. But let's just go to a different discussion about the connection. Gemara seems to be explicit about the connection of Lulav to Arava. This Gemara now, Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Let's jump here, read a few lines of Gemara here. The top line of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabbi Ami, Arava Tzvi Chashir. Arava requires a shir, we'll get to that next. The ain ani tells el b'fnei atzma, you could only take the arava on its own. The ain adam yotzei de chavasa ba arava shibululav. And also, you cannot be yotzei your mitzvah arava with the lulav. Two things, forgetting shir right now. Two didim. One is, arava is taken on its own. Second, you're not yotzei with the arava that's within the lulav. The Gemara asks, kevan de amar mar ain ani tells el b'fnei atzma, once we already established you could only take the Arava on its own, Pshita, Dein Adam Yote Barava Shibululav. Of course you can't be Yote the Arava that's intertwined with Elulav, because it's not on its own. Mal de Tema, Hani Milech de Lo Agbe, Vahad Agbe. Now you would think that's only when you didn't pick it up once and then a second time, the lulav, the dal minim. But agbev, adar agbev, you picked a lulav once for the dal minim mitzvah, and then you picked up a second time for the mitzvah arava, aim alo, maybe you would not be disqualified. In other words, it would be a good yot to the mitzvah. Kamash milan, no, you have to pick the arava entirely separate from everything else. Yeah. Why you can't do this? So Rashi explains why you can't pick it up on its own. Two lines down, Rashi. We don't want anything else being there because we want it to be clear that it's a mitzvah. Well, not because of chavilos, chavilos, but because we want it to be clear that there's a mitzvah arava. It won't be muchach otherwise. I don't think so. Interesting. I don't think that's shot in it. I think it's just to think that it shouldn't be viewed as a burden on you. You're trying to chap as many mitzvahs as possible, but not that to prove that it's a mitzvah. Because our rava is very unique in that it's halach mashmir Sinai or it's abba shalat abri nachas implied. It wasn't so clear that it's a deraisa. That's well, we didn't see this. We'll see this later tomorrow. That's why it's docha Shabbos to be fire same. It's minat Torah. It wasn't so clear it was minat Torah. So perhaps for that reason we're very sensitive. So our rava will want to be by itself, but a very technical reason. It sounds like from Rashi, theoretically, our rava can be yotze with the rava with something else. You can be yotze the rava within the lulav, but for this technical reason, that's not going to be so clear. The piersim, maybe for that reason, we disqualify it. But it doesn't seem so ikar adin. And then the Gemara goes on one other line. Rav Chista, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Adam yotze de chavasa be arava shibulav. No, you can be yotze your mitzvah with the rava in the lulav. How much? So there are two deyas, whether or not you're yotzei with the arava and the lulav. Is that a fundamental machlokes? The connection of arava to lulav? Meaning Rav Chizda thinks you can be yotzei with arava within the lulav because they're very much connected. Like Abba Shal, if you will. And the other opinion thinks, no, arava is an entirely different mitzvah. You can't have an arava within the lulav. So that too could be machlokes. Back to this issue, or could be something very technical that really everyone agrees you can be yotze with the arava that's within the lulav fundamentally, but we're concerned, we want it to be muchach that you're doing with the mitzvah arava to make it clear that there is such a concept, such a mitzvah of arava. So we already read Rashi, and what seems from Rashi says, what's the din? Let's say I use my dal minim. Then I'm done with my mitzvah. It's the seventh day. I already shook my lulav on the seventh day. Can I now remove my arava from the dal minim, put everything else down, and use that arava for my mitzvah arava? What would you say? Let's see why not. So Rashi says. Rashi says, the one we read, we'll read it again. This way, keep in mind that question. Rashi says, "Ein davar acher negadima to muchach shi mitzvah." Nothing else can be negated with it to prove that it's a mitzvah. So, I don't want to make a deal, but if you remove it from the eged, if it was once in the eged of the lulav, but then you remove it, then you can use it as the mitzvah arava. Okay. However, the Rambam writes. Where's the Rambam again? Zayin Chaf, thank you. Know what he says? You see it? Yeah. No? Oh, it has to be by itself. Right, exactly. You're saying that? You remember that's what he said? Okay, so the Rambam writes in Zayin Chaf in Hilchos Lulav, Halach Hamosh B'Sinai, Shemivin B'Mikdash Arava Acheres Chutz Me'arava Shibulav. Right. You have to bring a separate arava aside from the one that was used for the mitzvah of lulav. You can't use the same one and separate it from the lulav. You have to use an entirely different chefza. Ve'ein adam yotzi de chavasa ba'arava shebelulav.
It's not unless you're reflecting on, I mean, he might just be talking about when you have it within the lulav. From what it sounds like, he doesn't say anything about taking it out.
He says you need mevin b'mikdash arava acheres. sounds like it wouldn't be sufficient to use the rava that was there and to remove it. So comes out is a machlokas, I think a machlokas, Rishonim, so the Rav spoke about this in the Rishimos, whether or not you could use the rava that was in the lulav once or not. I think this is the same issue. This issue goes back to the basic issue here. That according to the Rambam, you need an entirely different chefzar of a rava, because the mitzvah of rava has nothing to do with lulav. Pashas is like the Rabbanan, because it's halacha Moshe Mitzvah. Nothing to do with a rava. You can't use with lulav rather. You can't use the same rava used in the lulav.
After you use
them for mitzvah, yeah.
Why is it that they missed the Lulav, or is it that lack in the Lulav Moshe Mitzvah aspect, or is it like, okay, so I missed the Lulav, so I want to use it for one of the Chesed, so it's separate, it misses in general, not for reflecting the Lulav Moshe Mitzvah aspect, otherwise, I can still kind of go from Sinai after we finish the original mitzvah.
I guess the question is, once you perform a mitzvah, how much of that mitzvah still really carries over? And there are certain dinim to mitzvahs. When you use a lulav or any other mitzvah, you have to treat it in a certain way. It carries its shame mitzvah on it. It has to still, this was a chetzah used for lulav. There are dinim that brought down Shulchan Aruch how to treat a lulav when it's done, how to treat an esek, how to treat the arava when it's done. You can't just step on it when it's done. So they still retain a certain chalos shame. Now, you guys are both pointing out, maybe it has to do with something general, chavilos, and but we do have a concept, though, of once a mitzvah is used for one mitzvah, or sorry, chetz is used for one mitzvah, you should use it for another mitzvah. Well, actually, a rava is one of the examples. They say a rava should be used for Abdullah, for Besamim. Right, so, yeah, exactly, they use the same thing. I'm not really sure why, I never understood why that's like really a new mitzvah, though. What? Yeah, and Brisbane's on Havdalah. They say that's the same thing?
Are you okay?
So anyway, so we have such concept where you could reuse a chemsa for another mitzvah. So, but it, at the same time, we also, it retains its shei mitzvah. That's why you have to treat mitzvahs when it's done with a mitzvah. You still have to treat it properly.
Can you argue that it doesn't necessarily carry the shei mitzvah? It just has some level of kedusha. The mitzvah caused originally, now it takes on its own status of, it's, well, what do we call it,
Tashmishay mitzvah.
Right.
And that's its own. So I think Tashmishay mitzvah.
I think so.
I'm not sure, Sugya, it's possible, I logically makes sense that it doesn't retain its shei mitzvah anymore, but still, you should still show a certain amount of kavod. You know, it just seems disgraceful to treat a mitzvah that way outside Gavra. Like, you might just, I guess, misuse something in general. If that's how we treat mitzvahs, you won't really treat mitzvahs in general. Even though, fundamentally, this mitzvah and no longer has a shame mitzvah on it anymore, because I used it already. But still, it's not good as a midah to treat a mitzvah after its use in such a way. Something like more technical of some sort. I don't know exactly. But, yeah.
So, over here, we're using the connection between lulav and arava to say that you could use them together.
Use them.
Meaning they can be done together. Why are we making that jump? I mean, I'm not sure. Like the way you developed this, I don't know. Like that jump, I guess it's like warranted because we're just using the lulav to point out the nature of arava.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using lulav to show how lulav and arava are together. The individual mitzvahs can be done together.
Well, I don't think we're saying it can be done together. Everyone agrees it can't be done together. I think the question is whether once I perform the mitzvah lulav, can I now use it for an arava? So the fact that it's a shame lulav on it now, this arava is used for a shame lulav. Can I does that easily transition over to mitzvah arava?
Right. Okay.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if they're from the same source, I could see it. Yeah.
Where did we get that? Where was the?
Did
you
said
the Rav
brought this? He didn't. All he pointed out was Rashi and Ram argue whether you need a different chefs or not. I'm taking that to apply it to our general issue. You're uncomfortable with it. Maybe you're right. I may have to think about it a little better whether it is a jump or not. Possibly it is a jump. The way I'm viewing it is that this arava used for lulav has a shame mitzvah lulav on it now. Can I use that chefsa to transition to mitzvah arava? Well, if mitzvah arava is really the same source, they are very connected. I see it an easier transition as opposed to mitzvah rava's entire different mitzvah. Maybe requires a little more fine tuning, but yeah.
Rashi, where are we getting Rashi from? That the
Yodik don't leave you in the Nefetra? What's like the Raya? Oh, so Rashi says that Ein Davar Acher Nega. Nothing else should be Nega. Why is he talking about Negad? Is he just saying that's how what you would do with it?
I mean, if there was no Eged, what you use?
It would be fine. I mean, the neg is the issue, not the fact you need different chefza, but just it can't be wrapped with anything else. I agree with you. I'm not entirely comfortable with that, Dick. I do agree with you. If you're not comfortable, there are achronim. I think Rabbeinu Manoach and Rambam says this explicitly, though. I thought he did.
I don't think it's necessarily talking about like halachically like negative. Like don't we say that? Don't like some like should that that you can use that you can be ogled with your hands. That hands is not negative.
Okay.
Right. So I'm saying if you're gonna hold by that shita, then really you'll never ever have it. Like if you're gonna hold that Rashi holds that, and then really the only possible way where there's nothing negative with it is only when you take it by itself.
Okay.
So in which case that kind of ruins the whole machlokas Rashi around. In which case both of them require an irrelevant to be by itself.
I didn't follow that.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
So, we can discuss afterwards. Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyway, there are achronim who explicitly say that you are allowed to use the rava of the lulav. If you're not happy with Rashi, the deacon Rashi, achronim do say it out explicitly as their own shita. And in terms of the Meiri says explicitly what we said in the Rambam. The Meiri says also that you need an entirely different chefza as the arava. You cannot use the arava used in the lulav. You have to use a separate arava. But he says for a technical reason, because the arava in the lulav is moksa of some sort. Some technical reason. That becomes moksa. You can't remove that. You use that arava for a different mitzvah. Some moksa issue. I didn't even see it inside. I wanted to look it inside. I had a chance. I saw it quoted somewhere. So I'm not sure what he really says. I'll have to get back to that issue. Yeah. Yeah. So we have to get. We haven't gotten there yet. Yeah, we'll get there.
And that's what I'm saying. Regardless, that's probably why you always buy a new pair. Usually, you don't use the ones from.
Because
I don't know. This sounds like you're saying that you shouldn't be using the same possibility.
Because it would be inappropriate to...
I don't know.
You can use it from the loop over thing.
How's that connecting to the beating of it?
No. That's why they give out separate bundles. Yeah.
I'm saying, why not, though?
Because it's this whole thing that we...
Oh, no. Right, I thought you were trying to connect it to the reason why we beat it. Right. The reason why we separate our rabbis...
That's what I think.
Okay. Fine, so now there's just, I guess, a few minutes left. So we'll get back to the issue of shir. Let's quickly do the issue of chavata, what you're referring to, because that's just very quick. The Gemara Mem Dalam and Beis, we're skipping a few lines now. We'll come back tomorrow. Amar Ivo, if you guys could find it quickly, 15 lines down or so. Amar Ivo, Hava Kamina Kami, Der Be'elzer B'm Tzadok, Vaisi, how Gavra, a certain person came and brought a Rava Kami, brought an Rava in front of him. Shako chavit, he did a chavit with it, and v'lo bir. He didn't say bracha, k'savar minag nevimu. You didn't say bracha, because of minag nevim, you could forget that for now, but the ma'isi he did was he did a chavit. What does chavit mean? How does Rashi interpret chavit?
Waving.
Yeah, I knew. Right, you do that, I knew him. Then I knew him. That's what chavit means. And what does the Rambam hold? You do banging, right? Where's that Rambam? That's in Chav Beis. Rambam writes, the chovet ba'al karka o al kli pa'amayim o shalosh below bracha shadarza minak nevimim. You would bang it, you'd whip it on the ground or on the kalim. And Rashi is the shita. So Rashi also says this mem gimel amar beis, that gemara we saw quickly. He also says chavata. He also says nanuim. So what's the machlokas Rashi Rambam whether or not you do nanuim or you do a chavata? Pashas is like Rambam. Chavata is like to bang it down. Pashas in Chavata means to bang it down. Rashi seems to be making a chiddush of saying it means nanuim. So, what's machlokas about?
Similar.
I'm saying, so, meaning?
Nanuim would be similar to Chavata.
Exactly, right. So Rashi seemingly would think that a Rava is like Lulav, and just like Lulav there's a mitzvah nanuim to shake it up and down, left and right, so to a Rava would have the same requirement of nanuim. And the Rambam seemingly said, no, nothing to do with lulav. Chavata means pashas chavata, to bang it down on the floor, bang it down on the kalim. And that would explain this machlokas chavata. Now, Lamaisa, the Rama brings down, you should do both of these. You should really do an anum and a chalata. I've never seen anybody do this before, so I never did it, because I don't want to be the only one shaking a rava in the shul. But I was, past 2 years, I davened in the island shul. I saw the rava, he did an anum, so I also did an anum. So if he's doing it, no one else is doing it, but if he's doing it, I could do it also. But the Rama nice to bring it down, we should do both of them. So tomorrow, we'll discuss exactly the shir of a rava. Then we're going to discuss, I'm going to give more marmakamos about who does, is the mitzvah on the Kohanim only, is it on the Yisrael? What the nature of hakafa is, what's the hakafa, and then what exactly the ma'isa mitzvah is, which I don't know yet. Hopefully from now till tomorrow I'll figure that out. So, alright.